today's contestants. A communications manager from Los Angeles, California, John Vigna. A career counselor, originally from Bend, Oregon, Amy Kimmel. And our returning champion, a nonprofit executive originally from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Catherine Ryan, whose one day cash winnings total $22,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hello, my friends, and welcome. We're now definitely into the holiday season, so let's start finding out which of these three players, John, Amy, or Catherine, gets to celebrate early with a win today. Good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy Round has one daily double in it in one of these categories. History. We're going to take a look back. Next. Trading places. Empty words. Bridges. Literary video games. Hey, that's twisted. All right, champ, off you go.
History, a look back 400, please.
Extreme nationalism and authoritarian government are features of this ideology employed by Italy from 1922 to 1943. John.
What is fascism?
Correct.
History for 600, please.
In 1453, Sultan Mehmed II ended the Byzantine Empire by leading the Ottomans to the capture of this capital city, today's Istanbul. John.
What is Constantinople?
Right again.
History for 800, please.
As a teen, he had Senator Seneca and Burrus of the military lead Rome, but over time wanted to fiddle around more himself. John.
Who is Nero?
Yes.
History 1,000, please.
In the 1820s, he introduced a Cherokee syllabary of 85 characters. And his name is Sequoia. John, back to you.
History 200.
Frederick Muhlenberg was first to hold this congressional job and join the line of presidential succession. Spoiler, Fred was never prez. Amy.
What is Speaker of the House?
You're on the board.
Trading places for two, please.
Its location at 18 Broad Street near Wall Street was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1978. John.
What is the New York Stock Exchange?
Correct.
Trading for 400.
In 1923, the London Stock Exchange adopted the motto, Dictum Meum Pactum. My word is my this four-letter promise. John.
What is a bond?
Good.
Trading for 600.
The Minneapolis Grain Exchange is the place to go if you're looking to trade some HRSW, hard red spring this. Amy.
What is wheat?
Wheat. That's it.
Trading places for 8.
Germany's biggest stock exchange is in this financial capital on the Main. Amy?
What is Frankfurt?
That's right.
Trading places for 1,000, please.
TIFEX is the Taiwan exchange for these advanced contracts for the buying and selling of commodities. John?
What are futures?
Futures, you are right.
Twisted, 200.
Add ED to this item from the toolbox to describe your twisted back. John.
What is wrench?
Yes.
Twisted, 400.
Twisted strands of fiber, such as jute, can be made into a ball of this string. Catherine.
What is twine?
Twine. You're on the board now.
Literary video game, 6.
In the mobile game based on this 1873 novel, you can end up with a different itinerary than the one Jules Verne created. Catherine.
What is around the world in 80 days?
Yes.
Literary video games, 8.
With flowing white hair, Geralt of Rivia is a monster slayer in this video game series based on the stories of Andrzej Sapkowski. And it's called The Witcher. Back to you, Catherine.
Empty words, 6.
An available job or hotel room. Catherine?
What is a vacancy?
Vacancy. That's good. And that takes you to 1,600 into a tie with Amy. John in the lead, though, off to a very good start. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. John Vigna is a communications manager. John, I have a number of friends who have visited Costa Rica and tell me what a beautiful country it is. You did a visit there, but you had a scary experience.
I had a little bit of a scary experience. It was our last night. My best friend and I were in a mountain cabin in the rainforest, and we were quietly reading our books during a thunderstorm, enjoying the rain, when all of a sudden we hear this very loud snarl followed by a ferocious bang against the back door. And so, of course, both of us just pretended we heard nothing and continued reading while we turned about 6 shades whiter.
All right, staying in that part of Central America, Amy Kimmel, you visited Belize and you saw a bird fly by.
Yeah,
it wasn't a bird.
No, it was our first night in Belize and we were staying in the jungle. We were having this lovely meal outside and this rather large bird flew over the table. We asked the wait staff, what is that? They said, oh, that was a bug.
A bug? Okay. We love the tropics and the semi-tropics. Catherine Ryan is from North Carolina. She's our champion. She studied abroad and wound up with an unusual souvenir. What was it?
I did. I was in Paris and my wallet was stolen. I went to the police station just hoping they could find it. They asked me to write down in English, since I didn't really speak French, what was in my wallet. I said, driver's license, credit card. And a very helpful policeman came back with a French driver's license, even though I didn't even have a car to drive there.
Okay, let's keep going in this one. You gave me the last correct response, Catherine, so take a look at the board, make a selection, and we'll reveal a clue for you.
Empty words, 800.
CBS News called the emptying of East Coast states before Hurricane Floyd the biggest peacetime this in U.S. history. John.
What is evacuation?
Yes.
Empty 1,000?
In Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2, the earth was without form and this. It was void. John, back to you.
Bridges, 600.
The New York City Department of Transportation tries not to do major work at the same time on the Brooklyn and this next bridge up the East River. Catherine.
What is the Verrazano?
Nope. John.
What is the George Washington?
Nope. It is the Manhattan Bridge, the next bridge up. John, back to you.
Bridges, 800.
Answer there, the Daily Double.
Let's do 800, please.
800 it is. Not everything in this city is 500 years old. The Constitution Bridge over the Grand Canal opened in 2008.
What is Venice?
Venice is right, yes. When you think of the Grand Canal, you should think of Venice. All right, go again.
Video games, 1,000.
Andrew Ryan, the industrialist villain in Bioshock, was inspired by this female author with the same initials. John.
It was Ayn Rand.
Correct.
Twisted, 1,000.
You can make one of these, named for a German mathematician, by giving a half twist to a strip of paper and attaching the ends. Amy.
What is a Mobius strip?
Correct.
That's twisted for 6.
This baked good is used to describe very confusing twisted logic. Amy.
What is a pretzel?
Yes.
Twisted for 8.
Let's get biblical with these trees of the Southwest, noted for their twisted branches. Catherine?
What are Joshua trees?
Correct.
Literary video games, 4.
Based on Hamlet, Elsinore has you play as this character. Perhaps you might not drown. Amy?
Who is Ophelia?
Correct.
Empty words for 2?
Before island, this 6-letter word means uninhabited, not arid and sandy. Catherine?
What is deserted? What is desert?
Nope. John.
What is desert?
Desert, yes.
Empty, 400.
Tabula rasa is often translated as this 5-letter slate. John.
What is blank?
Correct.
Video games, 200.
Alamut, a 1938 novel by Vladimir Bartol about fanatical killers, inspired the hit video game This Creed. Amy.
What is Assassin's Creed?
That's it.
Bridges for 2?
The world's longest suspension bridge got a couple of feet longer during construction as this 1995 event in Japan shifted its towers. Catherine.
What is an earthquake?
Yes.
Bridges, 1,000.
The Juscelino Kubitschek Bridge in this South American capital is named for the 20th century leader behind the building of the city. And the modern city is Brasilia. Now the last clue for 400. The Chaban-Delmas vertical lift bridge in the port of Bordeaux signals in blue when this is high. John.
What is the tide?
Good. And that takes you up to 6,600. You're still comfortably in the lead. Our champion trailing in third place. She goes first, though, in Double Jeopardy. Stay with us for that. This year marks the 25th anniversary of a popular series, and that happens to be the first category for Double Jeopardy, Oxford's Very Short Introductions. And that's followed by American Accessions, Planetary Extremes, Museums, Movie Goofs, and finally You Before E in each correct response. Champ, off you go.
Oxford 800, please.
The book on this scientific concept calls it the weakest of nature's four fundamental forces. John?
What is gravity?
Yes.
Planetary Extremes 400.
Lead meltingly hot, it's the planet with the most volcanoes. John?
What is Venus?
Yes.
Planets 800.
It has the solar system's largest moon. Catherine?
What is Jupiter?
Good.
Planetary Extremes 12.
It's home to the solar system's highest mountain, Olympus Mons. John?
What is Mars?
Yes.
Planet 1600.
Answer. Daily double. Chance to do yourself a world of good.
It's 3,000, please.
Three it is. It's the windiest planet, with storms like the great dark spot observed by Voyager 2.
What is Neptune?
Yes. You know your planets.
Planets 2000.
It's the farthest planet from the sun that was known before the use of telescopes in the 1600s. John?
What is Saturn?
Yep.
Movie Goofs, 400.
The croissant this pretty woman is eating somehow becomes a pancake seconds later. Amy.
Who is Julia Roberts?
Yes.
Movie Goofs for 8.
Pretty sure ancient Romans didn't have gas canisters under their chariots, but there was one visible in this Russell Crowe film. Catherine?
What is Gladiator?
Yes.
1200 Movie Goofs.
In Tombstone, rain pours down on this Kurt Russell character, but just ahead up the street, we see it's completely dry. Catherine.
Who is Wyatt Earp?
Yes.
Movie Goof 16.
In 1955, Marty plays a Gibson ES-345 guitar, but that hadn't been made yet. Maybe there was an extra trip in this 1985 pick. Catherine.
What is Back to the Future?
You got it.
Movie Goofs 2000.
Continuity errors, like changing weather in Rutger Hauer's death scene, were fixed in Ridley Scott's final cut of this film. Amy.
What is Blade Runner?
Yes.
Museums for 4.
Found in the Bloomsbury district, this museum has a giant head from Easter Island and a Sutton Hoo burial helmet. Amy?
What is the British History Museum?
Nope. Catherine?
What is the British Museum?
That's it. Yes, too much information, Amy.
Museums 800.
Cape Town's Zuid's Mocha was once this type of storage building. The atrium was shaped like a grain of corn the architects found. Catherine?
What is a silo?
Silo is right.
Museums 12.
Vent Haven Museum in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, is dedicated to the art of using these puppets, like Charlie McCarthy. John?
What is ventriloquism?
Yes.
U before E, 400.
Alexander Pushkin was mortally wounded in one of these. John?
What is a duel?
That's it.
U before E, 800.
Take a look. It's French for what the dancer seen here is doing. John?
What is a pirouette?
Correct.
U before E, 1200.
To do this to a jury means to hold it away from outside news, media, and the public. John?
What is to sequester?
Correct.
U before E, 1600.
It's where two or more rivers flow together to become one. John?
What is a confluence?
Yes.
U before E, 2000.
Similar to decrescendo, in music it means to gradually play more softly. And the word this time is diminuendo. Back to you, John. You're doing well. You have 19,200.
Americans, 1,200.
The Newlands Resolution of 1898 brought these islands under formal U.S. control. Catherine.
What are the Virgin Islands?
Nope. John.
What are the Mariana Islands?
Nope. Amy.
What are the Marshall Islands?
No. What are the Hawaiian Islands? Back to John.
1600, American accessions, please.
An 1846 treaty with Britain brought the United States this territory, encompassing three present Pacific Northwest states. John.
What is the Oregon Territory?
Correct.
2000 American accessions, please.
This 1853 purchase added nearly 30,000 square miles to the Southwest United States. John.
What is the Gadsden Purchase?
You got it.
Museums, 2000.
Botticelli's Birth of Venus is on display at this gallery in Florence. Amy?
What is the Uffizi?
Yes.
Museums for 1600, please.
Grant Wood's American Gothic resides at the Art Institute of this city, built for the Columbian Exposition of 1893. Amy.
What is Chicago?
Correct.
American for 400.
The Encyclopedia Britannica calls it the greatest land bargain in U.S. history. Catherine.
What is the Louisiana Purchase?
You are right.
Very short introduction, 16.
Bestseller says the paperback revolution of the 60s began with cheap copies of this 1928 D.H. Lawrence novel. Amy.
What is Lady Chatterley's Lover?
Yes.
Oxford for 4.
The Abrahamic Religions tells about the relationship of these three major religions. John.
What is Judaism, Islam, and Christianity?
That's it.
1200 Oxford, please.
Film Music reports that Paul Simon wrote new music for this 1967 film, but that Mike Nichols mostly used Paul's old songs. Catherine.
What is The Graduate?
Right.
Oxford, 2000.
Answer.
Nearly double. You can see the score.
Let's go for a true daily double, Alex.
All right, for 15,600, if you are correct, here is the clue. A very short introduction to him says that, like Marx and Freud, this 18th century economist's work is more invoked than it is read.
Who is Smith?
Smith is right. Adam Smith. Way to go. And now the last clue in American accession. Secretary of State William Seward negotiated the purchase of this 600,000 square mile region. Catherine.
What is Alaska?
Yep. That takes you up to 16,400. You've prevented John from turning this into a runaway game. All three of you very much alive as you get to consider this subject in Final Jeopardy. Fantastic Beasts. Oh, boy. Clue coming up.
Christmas Tree Syndrome. How to prevent the symptoms Thursday on Good Morning Washington.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I love this subject for Final Jeopardy. Fantastic Beasts. Players, here's your clue. Symbols of strength in the Bible include behemoth and this horned creature, perhaps an extinct wild ox, which the King James Version mentions 9 times. 30 seconds. Good luck. Amy, you're looking too serious. Let's see what you wrote down as your response. You were in third place, and you came up with is a manticore. Sorry, that is not going to do it. And that'll cost you 9,700. That drops you down to just 100. Takes us to Catherine, our champion. She had 16,400, and her response was a gorgon. Incorrect also. It'll cost her everything, dropping her to zero. Oh, gosh. I wonder if we could have a $100 winner. John, over to you. Now, you wrote down as your response, what is the, I can't even read it.
Beast. But I didn't finish.
Well, the correct response is, what is a unicorn? Nice. A unicorn. Mentioned 9 times in the Bible. All right. You lose 10,801, but you're left with enough, 11,199. And you're the new Jeopardy champion. We'll see you tomorrow. And you as well, we hope. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
If you've been thinking about switching to Consumer Cellular, now's the time. Because if you sign up today, you can get a $25 credit on any new line of service. That's a $50 credit on 2 lines. Switch and save today. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.
busting myths about the coronavirus vaccine.
A Q&A with Virginia's governor as we get one step closer to a vaccine's release. And then a bond built by their COVID battles. How four locals are uniting to thank their hospital heroes after the game.